Unit 4, Part 2, Development of 4R Skills. Section A, Listening Comprehension. Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1.
Mobile phones have revolutionized the way people connect, not only with family and friends, but also with business services. A good example, services that let people use their phones to send and receive money. Two companies, Safaricom and Vodafone, launched the M-Pesa mobile money service in Kenya in 2007. Pesa means money in Swahili. The service operates much like a savings bank, which is important because plenty of Kenyans do not have bank accounts. Most of the early users were young men who worked in cities and wanted to send money home to rural areas. Now customers can also use their M-Pesa accounts to pay bills, make purchases, or pay for services like taxis. Users pay a small amount for each transaction. Now listen to the item again and answer question 2. Mobile phones have revolutionized the way people connect, not only with family and friends, but also with business services. A good example, services that let people use their phones to send and receive money. Two companies, Safaricom and Vodafone, launched the M-Pesa mobile money service in Kenya in 2007. Pesa means money in Swahili. The service operates much like a savings bank, which is important because plenty of Kenyans do not have bank accounts. Most of the early users were young men who worked in cities and wanted to send money home to rural areas. Now customers can also use their M-Pesa accounts to pay bills, make purchases, or pay for services like taxis. Users pay a small amount for each transaction.
Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 3. President Obama says he is surprised and humbled to have won the Nobel Peace Prize. The president said that he would accept the Peace Prize as a call to action for all nations to work on the common issues of the 21st century. Mr. Obama said that he does not see the award as recognition of his work, but instead a confirmation of American leadership for the hopes held by people worldwide. India's Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, is calling the flooding in southern India a national disaster. He is promising aid for the thousands of people affected. Mr. Singh said the Andhra Pradesh state will receive $215 million in aid. More than 300 people have been killed in the flooding. Another 1.5 million have been displaced. Critics say that the government has been slow to help victims. But Mr. Singh said that the government does not discriminate in providing aid.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 4.
President Obama says he is surprised and humbled to have won the Nobel Peace Prize. The president said that he would accept the Peace Prize as a call to action for all nations to work on the common issues of the 21st century. Mr. Obama said that he does not see the award as recognition of his work, but instead a confirmation of American leadership for the hopes held by people worldwide. India's Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, is calling the flooding in southern India a national disaster. He is promising aid for the thousands of people affected. Mr. Singh said the Andhra Pradesh state will receive $215 million in aid. More than 300 people have been killed in the flooding. Another 1.5 million have been displaced. Critics say that the government has been slow to help victims. But Mr. Singh said that the government does not discriminate in providing aid. Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 5.
The earliest process of making paper was done almost 5,000 years ago in Egypt and the Nile Valley. In those days, paper was made from strips of the papyrus plant. Modern papermaking began in China about 2,000 years ago. This process produced paper from cloth, straw, wood, or the bark of trees. The raw materials are struck over and over until they become loose. Then they are mixed with water. After the water has been removed, the flat, thin form remaining is permitted to dry. This becomes a sheet of paper. Large machines started to be used for making paper near the end of the 16th century. Today, papermaking is a big business, but it is still possible to make paper by hand since the steps are the same as using big machines.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
The earliest process of making paper was done almost 5,000 years ago in Egypt and the Nile Valley. In those days, paper was made from strips of the papyrus plant. Modern papermaking began in China about 2,000 years ago. This process produced paper from cloth, straw, wood, or the bark of trees. The raw materials are struck over and over until they become loose. Then they are mixed with water. After the water has been removed, the flat, thin form remaining is permitted to dry. This becomes a sheet of paper. Large machines started to be used for making paper near the end of the 16th century. Today, papermaking is a big business, but it is still possible to make paper by hand since the steps are the same as using big machines.
Task 4. Now listen to a long conversation and answer questions 7 to 8. Hello, 24th Precinct, Officer Jones speaking.
Help! It was wild. I mean, really bizarre.
Calm down, madam. Now, what do you want to report?
Well, I'd like to report a UFO sighting.
A what?
What do you mean, what? An unidentified flying object.
Wait, tell me exactly what you saw.
Well, I was driving home from a party about 3 hours ago, so it was about 2 a.m., when I saw this bright light overhead.
Okay, and then what happened?
Oh, man. Well, it was out of this world. I stopped to watch the light when it disappeared behind a hill about a kilometer ahead of me.
All right, then what?
Well, I got back in my car, and I started driving toward where the UFO landed.
Now, how do you know it was a UFO? Perhaps you only saw the lights of an airplane, or the headlights of an approaching car. Things like that happen, you know.
Well, if it was that, how do you explain the beast?
What do you mean, the beast?
Okay, I kept driving for about 5 minutes when all of a sudden this giant, hairy creature jumped out in front of my car.
Oh yeah? Then what?
Well then, the beast picked up the front of my car and said, "Get out of the car. I'm taking you to my master." Something like that.
Wow, a hairy alien who can speak English? Come on.
I'm not making this up, if that's what you're suggesting. Then, when I didn't get out of the car, the beast opened the car door, carried me on his shoulders to this round-shaped flying saucer, and, well, that's when I woke up alongside the road. The beast must have knocked me out and left me there.
Well, that's the best story I've heard all night, madam. Now, have you been taking any medication, drugs or alcohol in the last 24 hours? You mentioned you went to a party.
What? Well, I did have a few beers, but I'm telling the truth.
Okay, okay. We have a great therapist that deals with these kind of cases.
I'm not crazy.
Well, we'll look into your story. Thank you.
Now listen to the conversation again and answer questions 9 to 12.
Hello, 24th Precinct, Officer Jones speaking.
Help! It was wild. I mean, really bizarre.
Calm down, madam. Now, what do you want to report?
Well, I'd like to report a UFO sighting.
A what?
What do you mean, what? An unidentified flying object.
Wait, tell me exactly what you saw.
Well, I was driving home from a party about 3 hours ago, so it was about 2 a.m. when I saw this bright light overhead.
Okay, and then what happened?
Oh, man. Well, it was out of this world. I stopped to watch the light when it disappeared behind a hill about a kilometer ahead of me.
All right, then what?
Well, I got back in my car and I started driving toward where the UFO landed.
Now, how do you know it was a UFO? Perhaps you only saw the lights of an airplane or the headlights of an approaching car. Things like that happen, you know.
Well, if it was that, how do you explain the beast?
What do you mean, the beast?
Okay, I kept driving for about 5 minutes when all of a sudden this giant, hairy creature jumped out in front of my car.
Oh yeah? Then what?
Well then, the beast picked up the front of my car and said, "Get out of the car. I'm taking you to my master." Something like that.
Wow, a hairy alien who can speak English? Come on.
I'm not making this up, if that's what you're suggesting. Then, when I didn't get out of the car, the beast opened the car door, carried me on his shoulders to this round-shaped flying saucer, and, well, that's when I woke up alongside the road. The beast must have knocked me out and left me there.
Well, that's the best story I've heard all night, madam. Now, have you been taking any medication, drugs or alcohol in the last 24 hours? You mentioned you went to a party.
What? Well, I did have a few beers, but I'm telling the truth.
Okay, okay. We have a great therapist that deals with these kind of cases.
I'm not crazy.
Well, we'll look into your story. Thank you.
Task 5. Now listen to a long conversation and answer questions 13 to 14.
Episode 1.
Music 150. Not bad. Music 201. That's a graduate course. Renaissance polyphony.
What's polyphony?
Nothing sexual, Preppy.
I told you my name is Oliver.
First or last?
First.
Oliver what?
Barrett.
Barrett, like the poet?
Yeah, no relation.
Barrett, like the hall?
Yes.
I'm having coffee with the Harvard building.
I'm not Barrett Hall. My great-grandfather just gave it to Harvard.
So, his not-so-great-grandson could get in.
If you think I'm a loser, why did you bulldoze me into buying you coffee?
I like your body.
I major in social studies.
It doesn't show.
It's an honors program.
I know you've got a few brains.
Really?
You're hung up on me, aren't you?
Jenny?
Yeah?
Listen, there's a hockey game on Friday.
So?
I want you to come.
Why would I go to a lousy hockey game?
Because I'm playing. Episode 2.
Next year, I have a scholarship in Paris.
Paris?
Yeah, I've never been to Europe. I can hardly wait.
How long have you known?
It's inevitable.
What is?
That we'll separate. You'll go to law school.
What are you talking about?
You're a millionaire. I'm a social zero.
What do you mean? We're together. We're happy.
Harvard is like a bag full of toys. But when the holiday is over, you have to go back where you belong.
Back to bake cookies?
Pastries? Don't make fun of my father.
Then don't leave me, Jenny, please.
What about my scholarship and Paris, which I've never seen?
What about our marriage?
Who said anything about marriage?
I'm saying it now.
You want to marry me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
That's a good reason.
Episode 3.
Jenny's very sick.
Define very sick.
She's dying.
That's impossible.
I'm sorry to have to tell you this.
That's impossible. It's a mistake. It has to be.
We repeated her blood test 3 times. The diagnosis is correct. She'll have to be told soon. We can withhold treatment for a little while, but not for long. We'll have to begin therapy sometime during the next few weeks.
She's only 24. Will it be painful?
Hopefully not. You want to talk to a hematologist? I can refer you to Dr. Addison.
Yeah, what do I do? What can I do for Jenny?
Act as normal as possible for as long as possible. That's really the best thing. Episode 4.
Jenny's dead. I'm sorry. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Now listen to the conversation again and answer questions 15 to 18.
Episode 1.
Music 150, not bad. Music 201, that's a graduate course. Renaissance polyphony.
What's polyphony?
Nothing sexual, Preppy.
I told you my name is Oliver.
First or last?
First.
Oliver what?
Barrett.
Barrett, like the poet?
Yeah, no relation.
Barrett, like the hall?
Yes.
I'm having coffee with the Harvard building.
I'm not Barrett Hall. My great-grandfather just gave it to Harvard.
So, his not-so-great-grandson could get in.
If you think I'm a loser, why did you bulldoze me into buying you coffee?
I like your body.
I major in social studies.
It doesn't show.
It's an honors program.
I know you've got a few brains.
Really?
You're hung up on me, aren't you?
Jenny?
Yeah?
Listen, there's a hockey game on Friday.
So?
I want you to come.
Why would I go to a lousy hockey game?
Because I'm playing. Episode 2.
Next year, I have a scholarship in Paris.
Paris?
Yeah, I've never been to Europe. I can hardly wait.
How long have you known?
It's inevitable.
What is?
That we'll separate. You'll go to law school.
What are you talking about?
You are a millionaire. I'm a social zero.
What do you mean? We're together. We're happy.
Harvard is like a bag full of toys. But when the holiday is over, you have to go back where you belong.
Back to bake cookies?
Pastries? Don't make fun of my father.
Then don't leave me, Jenny, please.
What about my scholarship and Paris, which I've never seen?
What about our marriage?
Who said anything about marriage?
I'm saying it now.
You want to marry me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
That's a good reason.
Episode 3.
Jenny's very sick.
Define very sick.
She's dying.
That's impossible.
I'm sorry to have to tell you this.
That's impossible. It's a mistake. It has to be.
We repeated her blood test 3 times. The diagnosis is correct. She'll have to be told soon. We can withhold treatment for a little while, but not for long. We'll have to begin therapy sometime during the next few weeks.
She's only 24. Will it be painful?
Hopefully not. You want to talk to a hematologist? I can refer you to Dr. Addison.
Yeah, what do I do? What can I do for Jenny?
Act as normal as possible for as long as possible. That's really the best thing. Episode 4.
Jenny's dead. I'm sorry. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks. Mr. Dawson, I...
Jack,
I want to thank you for what you did. Not just for pulling me back, but for your discretion.
You're welcome.
Look, I know what you must be thinking. Poor little rich girl, what does she know about misery?
No, that was not what I was thinking. What I was thinking was, what could have happened to this girl to make her think that she had no way out?
Well, it was everything. It was my whole world and all the people in it, and the inertia of my life, plunging ahead, and me powerless to stop it.
God, look at that thing. You would have gone straight to the bottom.
500 invitations have gone out. All of Philadelphia society will be there. And all the while, I feel I'm standing in the middle of a crowded room screaming at the top of my lungs and no one even looks up.
Do you love him?
Pardon me?
Do you love him?
You're being very rude. You shouldn't be asking me this.
Well, it's a simple question. Do you love the guy or not?
This is not a suitable conversation.
Can't you just answer the question?
This is absurd. You don't know me, and I don't know you, and we're not having this conversation at all. You're rude and uncouth and presumptuous, and I'm leaving now, Jack. Mr. Dawson, it's been a pleasure. I sought you out to thank you, and now I have thanked you.
And even insulted me.
Well, you deserved it.
Right.
Right.
I thought you were leaving.
I am. You're so annoying. Wait. I don't have to leave. This is my part of the ship. You leave.
Well.
Jack and Rose drifting in the black water.
Listen, Rose. You're going to get out of here. you're going to go on. You're going to make lots of babies, and you're going to watch them grow. You're going to die an old lady in your warm bed. Not here, not this night, not like this. Do you understand me?
I can't feel my body.
Winning that ticket was the best thing that ever happened to me. It brought me to you, and I'm thankful for that, Rose. I'm thankful. You must do me this honor. You must promise me that you'll survive, that you won't give up, no matter what happens, no matter how hopeless. Promise me now, Rose, and never let go of that promise. Never let go.
I promise. I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go. Mr. Dawson, I...
Jack.
Jack, I want to thank you for what you did. Not just for pulling me back, but for your discretion.
You're welcome.
Look, I know what you must be thinking. Poor little rich girl, what does she know about misery?
No, that was not what I was thinking. What I was thinking was, what could have happened to this girl to make her think that she had no way out?
Well, it was everything. It was my whole world and all the people in it, and the inertia of my life, plunging ahead, and me powerless to stop it.
God, look at that thing. You would have gone straight to the bottom.
500 invitations have gone out. All of Philadelphia society will be there. And all the while, I feel I'm standing in the middle of a crowded room screaming at the top of my lungs and no one even looks up.
Do you love him?
Pardon me?
Do you love him?
You're being very rude. You shouldn't be asking me this.
Well, it's a simple question. Do you love the guy or not?
This is not a suitable conversation.
Can't you just answer the question?
This is absurd. You don't know me, and I don't know you, and we're not having this conversation at all. You're rude and uncouth and presumptuous, and I'm leaving now, Jack. Mr. Dawson, it's been a pleasure. I sought you out to thank you, and now I've thanked you.
And even insulted me.
Well, you deserved it.
Right.
Right.
I thought you were leaving.
I am. You're so annoying. Wait. I don't have to leave. This is my part of the ship. You leave.
Well.
Jack and Rose drifting in the black water.
Listen, Rose. You're going to get out of here. You're going to go on. You're going to make lots of babies, and you're going to watch them grow. You're going to die an old lady in your warm bed. Not here, not this night, not like this. Do you understand me?
I can't feel my body.
Winning that ticket was the best thing that ever happened to me. It brought me to you, and I'm thankful for that, Rose. I'm thankful. You must do me this honor. You must promise me that you'll survive, that you won't give up, no matter what happens, no matter how hopeless. Promise me now, Rose, and never let go of that promise. Never let go.
I promise. I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.